This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
There is no justification for taking away individuals' freedom in the guise of public safety. Thomas Jefferson, one of our founding fathers, and it's still true today. Anyone still requiring this scientifically expired shot has succumbed to insanity through either willful ignorance, paid off corruption, hunger for power, or just plain old malevolence. Protect the children. Keep your children away from this. The shot doesn't cover Omicron. It is all risk, no benefit for the children. If anybody puts this shot in the arm of a child, it is plain and simple child abuse.
And with that, you'll understand why we love Dr. Ryan Cole. And I'm so excited that we're going to be sharing the stage down there at Advanced Medicine Conference in San Antonio, Texas. Remember, you can also stream that online. I'm going to talk CBD a little later in the hour. I just want to bring him right into the mix. It's been too long. We've been trying to get him on and rescheduled, and here he is, Dr. Ryan Cole, joining us now live on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome, my friend. Glad to see you finally on the show.
Hey, Robert. Great to be here with you. Appreciate the opportunity.
If I'd known, I'd have called you and said, you don't need to wear a tie to be on the show, but you look great. Thanks for being
here. Yeah, I just got off another call with an international group out of Canada helping their freedom fighters up there. So, you know, the battle never ends, and here we are just trying to share truth and science and keep people safe and free.
So going back well before you knew there was a battle, becoming a physician all those years ago, did you ever think that you would be speaking out and being attacked by your own community in many ways? Not all, but certainly significantly, derided by government propagandists and mainstream media simply for speaking out about what you know to be correct, true, factual, scientific within your own practice?
Never in a million years. Never in a million years. Went into medicine in an era where that sacred Hippocratic oath meant something, the doctor-patient relationship. And we've seen that slow creep of government agencies, pharmaceutical agencies creep into medicine, consolidate medicine, and now it's algorithmic medicine, and it's lost that one-on-one feeling. I never thought I'd be attacked by colleagues, by boards, by insurance companies, people that are sadly willfully blind. I like to joke, Mark Twain once said, the man who does not read has no advantage over the man who cannot read. Mm. And we're seeing that. People just won't dive into the data. It's just bizarre, this era we're finding ourselves in.
When I first opened up the microphone in 1999 to do this show, I would, take call-ins when we were syndicated, and I'd get doctors calling and mad at me because I pointed out that there were restrictions on freedom for doctors and freedom of speech, in fact, and that they would be attacked if they, for instance, change their prescription habit significantly. They would get a visit. They would get a call, and some would get in trouble and threats of loss of licensure. And I would hear from someone and say, you're just making that up. I'm like, I happen to talk to these doctors. I know them personally and know it's real. And yet there was kind of, I guess, a level of cognitive dissonance within the field, where you thought if you had achieved that medical doctorate level and then you got your license, that now suddenly you were free to be a doctor. when my uncle, the medical doctor, told me when I was little Scotty Bell wanting to be a doctor when I grew up, said, you don't want to do what you think you want to do. I'm like, what, Uncle Bob? I want to be a doctor. You know I do. What do you mean don't be a doctor, right? And he said, look, there's so much intervention and intrusion. This is back in the 70s and 80s. This is where it's going. Government's going to destroy the practice if it isn't already going down fast way back decades ago. And some years later, I figured out what he was saying, and I realized it. And, you know, I turned to who knows what, and then eventually found homeopathic medicine. So it was a different kind of medicine that I didn't know about. But my goodness, now we're seeing the attacks, not just on the natural doctors, natural practitioners, but the guns drawn and turned on the MDs that have integrity like yourself, like Peter McCullough and others I've been interacting with, who are simply becoming criminals for observing and reporting on their observations and successes.
Right. And the crime that we've committed really is we were prescient. We saw what was coming. We knew beforehand about the virus, the failed gene injection shots. We were prescient about which medications would work. We were prescient. So we've committed the crime of prescience. We saw, and now the data has proven us right. Mm-hmm. And we're being attacked for it. You're correct.
Yeah, and so utilizing drugs off-label has been a kind of how would we say, my producer, Super Don, he's like, he gets annoyed with that over time. He's like, these doctors can do whatever they want with these drugs. It's like, but usually, and not always, but usually it was like through clinical observation, they would find it could be used in a different way. Now you go back in the era of the last COVID crazy years we've been through, utilizing basically generic decades-old drugs with very limited toxicological negative impact. In other words, that's not happening with most drugs. Drugs are toxic by definition. These have almost no negative impact in terms of toxicology, and you have expertise in toxicology and pathology. And we were reporting on doctors saying we're having 100% success in treatment. And that should have immediately halted any push for an emergency use authorization for an experimental gene-altering injection, for instance. But those doctors, rather than being praised and spotlighting, go, what are you doing? We should all do it. They attack them as if they became criminals, international terrorists. What did that tell you about the agenda that was far removed from any concern with actual care and health?
Yeah, and you're right. And that painted the picture right away that plain and simple, there was an agenda beforehand. NIH knew back in 2004, 2005 that chloroquines worked against SARS-CoV-1. So going forward, they knew there was something in the wheelhouse of treatments, mm-hmm. and they suppressed that. And that was Fauci's own NIH that published that data. And even in his leaked emails, a friend was going to South Korea during the pandemic, and he said, hey, take some chloroquine with you. So he knew. This is all a big cover-up of things. To your point, these are the two main medicines, or two of the safest drugs on the planet Earth. And to your point, most of us have seen about 100% success rate with these medications. So there's a bigger play behind the scenes, governmentally, power-wise, mm-hmm. experimenting on humanity with a shot and a technology that should be halted, not just for SARS-CoV-2, but this lipid nanoparticle and an mRNA sequence that they think they now have carte blanche to do flu shots, RSV shots, etc. And sadly, the FDA authorized a third shot for kiddos 5 to 11 today. Now the CDC, everybody by May 19th needs to go comment because they're experimenting on humanity. These shots have been a disaster. I mean, God bless all those who've been harmed. And yeah, I mean, we're in an era of medicine where there's corruption. It's all anti-science. There are big powers and big agendas. It's not about health and wellness anymore. It's getting people addicted to a pharmaceutical pattern that isn't where health and wellness come from. You know,
right.
Health and wellness don't come from a pill. They don't come from a needle. They come from what you do and don't put into your body, how you live, what mm-hmm. you do and don't eat. And I like the ad in between before I came on. One of my hobbies, I kind of homestead. I have a 21-acre organic farm. And,
awesome.
You know, the closer to Earth I can live, the better. I love my honeybees. I love my gardens, my fruit trees, my animals, et cetera.
Right.
You know, it's just a part of let thy food be thy medicine, let thy medicine mm-hmm. be thy food. And I didn't take an oath to Fauci. I didn't take an oath to any government agency. I took an oath to a patient.
Yeah. Well, that concept of first do no harm, of course, as a homeopath, I take that very seriously. Nothing I do can harm a patient. The only argument is like, well, if you didn't get the drug you really needed, and I'm like, okay, how often has that happened in the history of homeopathy? I'm sure, I mean, anything's possible, but I'm thinking there may need to be an organized rebellion among doctors and nurses against the control of their profession by those that have funded it and written the textbooks, right? We go back to 1910 and the Flexner Report that corrupted medical education. So no longer were you allowed to know anything or little about nutrition and herbs and eclectic medicine, much less homeopathy. And I found, Dr. Ryan Cole, in the last 2 years, more cooperation, collegiality between the various forms of doctoring, from naturopaths, homeopaths, herbalists, nurses, medical, osteopaths. And we've been meeting together pretty much on a weekly basis, sharing notes, learning from one another, not coming in with, I'm better than you, because it's all about, man, we need to work together because we've got a big enemy. And it isn't doctor against doctor. It's who's ever controlling all of that. And all of us who are genuinely concerned and want to work together with each other, much less to help people that are desperately in need.
Absolutely correct. And that's been a beautiful thing. Amongst all the chaos we've experienced for 2 years, the silver lining is who it has brought together. Mm. And individuals like you, moral and ethical people that look at health and wellness from a broader point of view, from across professions, and ironically, even freedom-fighting attorneys. You know, doctors and attorneys don't generally like to hang out. So, I mean, even bringing those individuals together, because they focused on health and wellness, and it's amazing how many just podcasters and personalities who have big shows all of a sudden are super interested in wellness. And it's been a silver lining and a blessing to see all of us come together for humanity, because we've seen the corruption in the system, and we really want people to be well and not dependent upon these systems. Do people get sick? Do we need a medical system? Sure. You know, but hopefully, I always joke that a doctor's job is to put him or herself out of business by making the patient so well that they don't need you. Now, there will always be illness. There will always be infections and sickness, hopefully not man-made like in this scenario. But, you know, I love that we've come together in unity to really focus on the bigger picture of health and wellness. And I do look forward to seeing you down there in San Antonio. That's going to be a great weekend.
No, it's going to be amazing. Great, great folks coming in. And the thing is, not everybody's going to agree on everything. And it's okay. You know, it's
wonderful, like, right?
It's really cool. Actually, I love the fact that people have different viewpoints on things, and we can hang out and enjoy each other's company and engage in dialogue, debate, and even spirited discussions on things, and come away and we're like, we're still fine. We can hang out and be friends, right? That used to be a normal part of humanity. And then they've said somewhere along the last 2 years, it's like, if somebody disagrees with you, you must cancel them. You must censor them. You must deplatform them. They must be, you know, thrown off the planet practically. It's just like an insane level of non-communication that would only result in more illness.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah, and to that point, I mean, we are in this Orwellian era and this ministry of truth concept where you can only say what we tell you to say, and if you say anything else, yes, you're canceled. Mm-hmm. And I like to joke now, the answer to 1984 is 1776.
Oh, one of my great favorite quotes, too. I love that. Yeah, it tells you a lot about where we have, let's say, degraded in our love of liberty, much less the source of how it was initiated in a limited government form, right? Never before in recorded history had there been men at that time come together and said, you know what, let's establish a government that is not like a king, queen, monarchy, that kind of thing, that would not run roughshod over the rights, but that would be there merely to defend the rights that people have by virtue of their very creation. In other words, from God, a creator, nature, or nature's God, as they termed it, not government. And I think a lot of these thematic elements that I've been engaged in, you know, since the Ron Paul Revolution or before, talking about these principles, there was a blind spot among those even who were politically astute about freedom, that they kind of went, well, when it comes to bodily issues and germs and viruses, we've got to turn our bodies over to an elite ruling class called doctors that may or may not know more than you or me, depending on their training and what they've gone outside of their education, much less the dominant role as a monopoly, the corruption by the pharmaceutical interest in taking control of government agencies, media as well, to where those that innovate within medicine are often derided or run out on a rail because they threaten not what you said as far as wanting to work yourself out of a job, but the profitability of medicine is creating diseases and then managing them permanently while creating even more to profit on them as well.
Absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. I don't think I could have said that any better. And that is the problem, is we've gotten away from that individual patient, individual needs, individual sacred relationship with that individual. We've gotten away from looking at the patient as a whole, mm-hmm. body, mind, spirit. And because of that, we've acquiesced our intelligence, acquiesced our thinking, acquiesced our critical thinking skills to individuals and large corporations that they're chasing the dollar. For me, I just say, look, do the right thing the right way for the right reason, and don't worry about money. Because if you're doing those three things, then you're taking an ethical approach. And for anybody to just third-party person themselves step back and look at this, you can see the financial incentives mm-hmm. for these large agencies and these large companies. And the financial incentive has really taken away the moral and ethic of so many of our colleagues. And it's really tragic because the patient suffers because of it. We need to get back to that, mm-hmm. that natural approach, that whole approach to the patient. And this is really a wake-up call to the world. And thankfully, I think, and you may agree with this, there are more that are with us than those that are against us. I think mm-hmm. finding the way to overcome their fear and find their voice is what you and I are trying to do. Yeah. Courage begets courage. We're trying to wake them up and say, look, we know you mostly agree with us. And you don't have to agree 100%, like you said. But to get them to wake up and say, oh, it's mm-hmm. okay to have my own mind, to have my own thought, and that we can debate and still be friends. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, we need to get back to that.
Well, and Dr. Cole, sometimes, I mean, I'm human, and I get angry from time to time at the doctors that do know better and are not speaking out. You know, you're out there speaking. A number of docs we've featured on this show are risking everything. And are the ones that are being attacked because there are so few that are speaking out relative to what I agree with you, that I think a whole lot more docs and nurses that are not speaking out for fear of any number of things, you know, they leave you hanging in the wind a little bit. And so I get, time to time, emotional about it. It's like I want to be nice and gentle and loving and say, come on over, the water's warm. At a certain time, you want to slap them upside the head and say, what are you doing participating in the system? Silence is consent. And that there are people dying needlessly because you're not willing to step up because you're afraid of fill in the blanks. And at a certain point, when you meet your maker after this life, or hopefully while you're still alive and recognize the relationship, you go, no, I can't for convenience sake be quiet because, oh, I might lose this position at this. Yeah, so I'm torn because I know people have their things, and I'm not trying to judge everybody, but I'm just saying I feel it. Like if you can speak out, and you're not the only one, but that you're the example for other docs to say it's time to no longer remain silent, no longer to be the good German, right? We've heard that a number of times over the past couple of years.
Absolutely. And to your point, you know, what would you have been doing in Germany back at that point in history? It's exactly whatever you're doing right now. And to your point, it is far enough into this that those people should no longer be silent. It is time to be vocal and verbal. I know nurses are seeing the injury in the hospitals now.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden met Sunday with the chairman of the Hyundai Motor Group in Seoul, South Korea, applauding the automaker's pledge to invest some $10 billion in U.S. factory-based production of electric vehicles and related technologies, including a factory in Georgia.
And the new facility should be rolling out the latest electric vehicles and batteries to power them by 2025.
Biden on the second half of his Asian trip, arriving in Tokyo Sunday afternoon. The United States is sending more money to Ukraine. The U.S. sending $40 billion in security and humanitarian aid to the country. The White House saying President Biden signed the legislation while on his trip in Asia. Administration officials believe the $40 billion will be enough to keep Ukraine afloat through the current fiscal year. USA Radio News. More intense heat is expected in the Northeast Sunday. Major cities like Boston, New York, and Philadelphia will get back up into the 90s this afternoon. With humidity temperatures, it could feel like they're in the 100s. Unusually hot temperatures are expected as far north as Maine, which could hit the low 80s Sunday. Forecasters say record highs will be challenged, and there are warnings of heat-related illnesses. As Finland looks to join NATO, Russia is taking action. From the USA Radio News New York News Bureau, Kenneth Burns explains.
Russia has cut Finland off from gas it exported to the Nordic country. The move comes after Helsinki refused to pay Russian energy giant Gazprom in rubles and after Finland announced it wanted to join NATO. The break is easier for Finland compared to other European nations. Russian imports of natural gas accounts for some 5% of Finland's total energy consumption.
Thanks for listening this Sunday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I know they're seeing countless cases of kids being harmed, adults being harmed, those who've gotten 2, 3, 4 shots. We need them to just start speaking up, because if enough people spoke up, the game would be over. There's no national medical emergency anymore. There's zero need for a national emergency to be kept in place. And once the government takes power, how easy is it for them to ever cede it or give it back to the people? They don't. And so we need that kind, loving, but forceful voice of everybody to join together. It's no longer, to your point, acceptable to be silent with everything that's going on. And the data is clear. Anybody that has half an eyeball open can see the harms that are being done societally, physically, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And it is time for those individuals to say, okay, I'm going to be part of the solution, not part of the problem.
Yeah, I had a moment on Friday. I was on stage with Peter McCullough, who's just such a kind-hearted man. He just really is. He's just a sweet man. And yet, he's spoken out, obviously. But at the same time, we were talking about some things, and I turned to him, I said, Peter, you're just way too nice. Sometimes you just got to let out that inner warrior that we see it because you know you're outraged too. I know. I was joking at the same time not, but he's just a kind man. But we're pointing out these things that are very, well, inconvenient for those that want to remain silent, but also, you know, difficult to witness, you know, that those folks would have been the ones that, you know, silently or even engaged and participated in the gross experimentation that occurred earlier in the 20th century. The atrocities that we talk about in history, but are really happening right now. And as you point out, as the FDA committee or whatever says, hey, yeah, let's go for the 5 to 11s on this thing too. And let's put remdesivir into young kids, like destroying kidneys in adults. It's like, how is there legitimacy to the organization I've termed the Fear and Death Administration now at this point? It's become more obvious. It was obvious to me a long time ago, but more people now should look at and go, they don't have legitimacy. The CDC, gone. Other than I've argued for the toxicologists to come out from underneath the underground bunker there, and along with nutrition, then we would be in much better shape. The virologists always searching for a phantom cause to these things that could be corrected with nutrition and or detoxification and, you know, all of these things. I just look at the ways we could go differently. But of course, the monopoly medicine practice has so committed to this that it's like an inertia, like turning a ship. It's like it can't be turned fast. I realize. So I would say abandon ship, let it run aground, and let's set up a parallel new system that's rooted in individual liberty, freedom to heal, freedom to choose, freedom to work together, freedom within medicine to innovate and do things beyond the controlling factors that own the regulators, much less how a Fauci rises to the level that he has at NIAID and NIH to be a permanent fixture to dictate who gets the money only if they experiment and look at things that they're allowed to look at.
Absolutely correct. And I want to go back to your Dr. McCullough comment. He is a gem of a human being. I've had the privilege of being on stage with him many times. And I love that he says, be bold, be relentless. And that's mm-hmm. what we're doing here. And we are turning that ship a little bit, but I like your other analogy. You know, just let it run aground. We need a new ship. Mm-hmm. And these agencies that you mentioned, they are regulatory captured. They don't work for the people. They work for their handlers, the big pharma industry, you know, and the CDC, the Centers for Deception and Confusion now.
There you go.
You know, they don't give us correct information. We know on President's Day in the New York Times, it was reported that they've withheld the majority of the data from the United States people for the last 2 years. They mm-hmm. admitted to it because it wasn't ready for, quote, prime time. What does that mean? They've carried forth all these illegal mandates, unconstitutional measures, with no data shared. They're trying to obfuscate. And it's really tragic that we have suffered the brunt of their bad decisions because they're bought by larger right. entities that don't care about individual freedom, humanity, and health and wellness. Mm-hmm. So to your point, I think we do need that parallel. We don't need a new, quote, system. I hate that word, system. We just need an alternate to wellness.
Yeah.
And I think you and I and others are working on building that. We are going to do it. Mm-hmm. People are afraid to go to the hospital now, afraid to go to their doctor. And these doctors, unfortunately, many of them are brainwashed. Oh, have you got your shot yet? Have you had your shot yet? Have you had your shot yet? And they can't even read a simple article that says the shots don't cover this virus. Why are you giving an experimental gene, which we don't know when it turns off?
Right.
There's not a single paper showing that mRNA sequence turns off. Dr. Roltgen out of Stanford showed that it was present still 60 days later. Yeah. And they stopped at 60 days so they could publish. It's crazy. We're doing things to the children. Mm-hmm. I mean, this, you know, you saw in my talk there at the Defeat the Mandates in L.A., Are you serious? If you put this gene in a child's arm, 75% of those kids have already had COVID. You don't give a shot to somebody who's already had a disease. It's insane, but it is child abuse because yes. we don't know the long-term outcomes. What's going to happen to cancer rates? What's going to happen to autoimmune disease? What's going to happen to the little girl's ovaries? We know that lipid nanoparticle and sequence goes to the ovaries. We're doing damage, tragically, to a generation that we won't see for a couple of years. But when we look back, these people that have carried this forth on humanity should be behind bars, if not worse.
Yeah, agreed, 100%. And is the damage irreparable? I don't know. I like to take a positive outlook, but this is a broad and grand, horrible experiment on humanity and now targeting children. With I to dare say gene therapy, because therapy indicates therapeutic benefit, but who I see detriment, you know, just detriment. I don't see benefit. And, of course, the Ola idea now brings into a broader perspective the question of the immunological holy grail of the antibody, right? I pointed out that even in basic immunology, they recognize that you have an antibody for something doesn't mean you won't succumb to whatever it is related to, and or you don't have an antibody doesn't mean necessarily you're going to succumb to whatever it is it would be related to that you don't have. So that idea is an oversimplification of a very complex system that needs to be supported, not bypassed or destroyed. And so the bigger question that I think the benefit within the medical community, much less the broader general population, is that they're now beginning to question the entirety of the holy grail or the third rail of medical politics, the vaccination as sacrament in what I call the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism.
Yeah, and I agree. And I like to jokingly say antibody schmantibodies because it ignores the broader health of an innate immune system. Your natural killer cells, your killer T cells, your helper T cells, your macrophages, your dendritic cells. Everybody's just trying to get this little measure. Do I have antibodies or don't I? Like, you know, that's just a marker for a little bit of immune memory. What really matters is how strong is your body? What's your terrain? How able are you to fight off something that comes in? And by doing these shots, we're literally suppressing our broad natural immune response to many pathogens. These shots we've seen and we know, and again, in the leaked Pfizer data, for 1, 2, 3 weeks, you are immune suppressed. And that's why we saw the rates of COVID go up in regions all around the world right after the rollouts of these, you know, gene-based shots that really were attacking your immune system, not helping your immune system. And at what point are we going to wake up as a medical system and say, we're beholden to therapies, or not even therapies, like you said, it doesn't have a therapeutic effect, but beholden to modalities that really have no long-term benefit. You know, I regret as a child that I did get some of those vaccines. In retrospect, most of those childhood diseases were gone long before vaccine programs rolled out. And I'd like anybody to show me one shot that and one vaccine that's been compared against placebo in trials. None of them. None of them. And so we have data that's not even accurate on those childhood vaccines now, and it's woken a lot of us up. I know some of my colleagues have said, look, I'll never get a shot the rest of my life.
I've heard that from physicians like never before. As I also pointed out, you know, as one of the few voices in media now for so long talking about the vaccine issue and being willing to be yelled at and called names, I didn't mind. But yeah, it's easy to dismiss me because what am I? I'm a homeopath, right? That's not even real, right? So that stuff doesn't bother me because it's not about me or ego. It's about helping people where they are and recognizing, as you pointed out, that, wow, when I reassess all that I thought I knew, how much of it was just like propaganda and programming in a belief system that really prohibited me from asking questions. As you know, coming through medical school, those that ask certain questions are not looked on with favor. They're like, this is not time for critical thinking. You just, here's what we're telling you. You just do this and you'll be fine. We'll get your doctorate. Get on out of here. And that's not really a conducive to, you know, having the ability to innovate in a marketplace of ideas within medicine and without, in an exchange and even a competing ideas to find out, hey, what's going to work here, as opposed to a monopoly system that crushes innovation that would threaten the economic blood, if you will, of that system. And so I'm looking back at, you know, this and talking with physicians about it. That's part of the thing that most people don't hear. You know, they tune into a show like this or some others we have, that behind the scenes, so to speak, in small group meetings that we're having, in addition to some of these events that are occurring, we're all meeting together and we're talking about things that we never discussed together. and not, and nobody's yelling, at least in my experience, nobody's been yelling at each other. We've been like, I want to know, tell me more, right? What's your,
Exactly. And you know, I was, you know, that brings up a story from med school where, I don't know, I was a third or fourth year med student. There were residents and fellows and the attendings. And we were discussing a complex patient, and I brought up a question, and I brought up a couple of interesting points or alternatives. And one of the fellows elbows me. He's like, be quiet. I'm like, well, why? He's like, because you're making the rest of us look bad. I'm like, it's not about you looking bad. It's about the patient here. Mm-hmm. There's so many different ways to look at this and think of this. And even to your point, you know, being at some of these meetings with Dr. Malone, Dr. Urso, Dr. McCullough, all these wonderful, brilliant minds, we don't see eye to eye on 100% of things, but we learn from each other.
Exactly.
And that synergistic learning, there may be a gap in my knowledge or a gap in one of their knowledge. And when we get together and we bring up these points, or are able to all of a sudden have that paradigm shift of, oh, gosh, I hadn't thought of that. And then now you have a new pathway to go down and look at and understand. And that's how science advances, not by having some puppeteer with strings dictating your behavior will be this or this. And communism is simply the inability to question. And freedom is the ability to question. And that's what we should do in all walks of medicine and life. It should be this ability to say, huh, I have a question. Mm-hmm. And in my mind, I teach a lot of residents and students. They'll come through and, you know, rotate here in the lab, and we'll have philosophical conversations, because the important thing is not what you do or don't know, but how you know how to learn. Mm-hmm. And if you have that curious mind and that willingness and ability to question, that's how you learn.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our 5th bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492.
That's 800-509-4492.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Scott Bell Show.
That we have a vulnerability about and exploit it. So we must fill in the gaps of our fear with love and knowledge and I guess a connection really with that which created the entire universe, however you perceive it to be, God or whatever source, so that we never fall prey to the lies and deception of demigods, whether they're medical or not, claiming they have some kind of power that's beyond God even, that we go, all right, now I got to give up and let them take over.
Yeah, and that's a great point. And I love how you bring hope into this. I think people, I know they're being patient. Yes, behind the scenes, we're doing a lot of this to build something better for them in terms of people they trust, people who are going to listen to them, people who are going to focus on their health. We're working on it in all of our areas. So be patient, be hopeful. And to that point, to acquiesce our spirit and soul to these bureaucratic systems that don't care about your spirit and soul, you need to look to your spiritual wellness, your mental wellness in addition, because those play such a part in your physical wellness or lack thereof. So the number two cause of death in COVID was, after obesity and obesity related disorders, was fear, stress, and anxiety.
Despair.
Yeah. Despair. So we need to get away from that. You know, ours is not a spirit of fear. And we need to get away from that spirit of fear. We need to live with hope. We need to be optimistic. Yes, we do need to continue to push back against the machine. We need to, like Dr. McCullough says, we need to be bold and relentless. But we do need to come together in community. We need to have integrity. And we need to have connection. And that's really what brings back a better society, is that connection. Making sure that we are taking care of those in need that are maybe less fortunate, making sure that those who are confused, that we do have the opportunity to teach them about wellness. We need to be human again. They dehumanized us over 2 years with false data, false pretend science, or people claiming themselves to be demigods and the science, which those individuals certainly are
not. We know who they are.
We know who they are, but at the same time, if that individual goes away and another one comes in, it's a broken it's a broken construct. The way that system has become, you know, an elephant is simply a mouse built to government standards. We need to build parallel, responsible, independent groups that will hold accountable these, you know, self-proclaimed demigods, because they're not. They're just people, and they're people with power, and we need to make sure that better people replace them.
If they ever come back with messages of you must hide in your home, you must hide under masks, you must tell your children that breathing can kill grandma, maybe this time you'll know they're lying to you, and you will just look at them and laugh and continue on with your life, because our, you know, our cooperation, our consent is their ticket to world domination, much less domination over your body and your children's bodies. And Dr. Ryan Cole, I thoroughly enjoyed connecting with you on the show. I can't wait to see you in San Antonio, Texas for the Advanced Medicine Conference or any other event that we can connect on. And I would say you're welcome here anytime. You want to have a nice chat or bring some more information to the world that we can discuss in a in an uplifting way.
Well, thank you so much. What an honor to be with you. And it's just great to meet fellow human freedom fighters and that are about health and wellness. And, you know, God bless you and your audience. And it's going to be a great time being with you down there in San Antonio for that great meeting. And, yeah, what an honor. Thank you so much.
All right. Check it out. Links to Dr. Ryan Cole in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. You already, many of you know of him because you said, get him on the show. We've been trying. Finally happened. So I'm glad that it finally happened. And Super Don, we only have like a minute left before we have to break and then come back for bonus round. I know the anxiousness with which we have the poll question today that you put out in the email alert is about life beyond what we perceive life is on planet Earth.
There was a House Intelligence Subcommittee hearing on UFOs today, and I'm intrigued to see what people think, whether there with alien life exists. So what we'll do is we'll go to break, and we'll come back and we'll go over the poll results, your questions and comments, and
everybody loved Dr. Cole, as I knew they would.
Of course,
great. So
your brother bonus, from another mother,
right? Bonus round coming up. We're going to talk about alien life. It's happening in Congress, or maybe it already existed in Congress. I don't know. We'll find out.
You ever seen Lori Lightfoot from Chicago?
Oh, yeah. She does not look. She looks more like she's from the movie Beetlejuice.
Or Men in Black or something. Yeah.
Just saying. This is the bonus round. For those of you on UK Health Radio, I'm sorry we didn't get to it before we have to break. But come on over to robertscottbell.com/listen. The chat room's open. And the podcast version does include the bonus round as well. Thanks to Super Don. Thank you all for being here. Thank you to Dr. Ryan Cole as well. And remember, it's the God's honest truth. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Youngevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Vietnam immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.